This Thursday, about 220 young women are due to begin their first year at the Air Force Academy. It's one of the highest enrollments of female students at the Academy in recent years. The Colorado Springs campus is also embroiled in the biggest sexual assault scandal in the history of military academies. More than 50 former or current female cadets have reported being raped or sexually assaulted. On Monday, an independent panel investigating the allegations held its first public meeting in Washington. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The 7-member panel was created by Congress to examine what system or culture was in place that led to the sex scandal at the Air Force Academy. Monday's hearing included a politician and Air Force personnel, but no alleged victims. Not one of the female cadets who say they were raped or sexually assaulted and then ignored or punished after reporting the attacks. Still, Tilly Fowler, a former congresswoman who's chairing the committee, promised a thorough review of the scandal.
Today we begin to examine a system that has failed and will search for remedies to repair it. We are not here to tear down an institution, only to help restore trust and strengthen it.
Fowler warned the panel will not find a magic bullet to solve the problems that have plagued the Academy. The witnesses stressed that many of those problems were subtle and systemic. Air Force Secretary James Roach said he and his investigators visited the Academy, met with female and male cadets, and interviewed senior female officers who have already graduated.
And we tried to put together an assessment of what is it about the entire school that bothered us. And we felt that it had to do with a climate that said women were not welcome.
Roach says it took many years for that climate to develop, and that Air Force investigators are reviewing whether anyone hindered the reporting of an assault or failed to act on any available information. But Mary Walker, the Air Force General Counsel, says that the blame doesn't lie with the leadership. Walker pointed to an investigative report by the Air Force on the sexual assaults that was issued last week.
We concluded that there was no systematic acceptance of sexual assault at the Academy, no institutional avoidance of responsibility, and no systematic maltreatment of cadets who reported assault. Now, that isn't to say there's no problem or we didn't make findings of things that had to be changed or addressed.
Walker says the report cites several policies that hamper the prevention and prosecution of sexual assault at the Academy, such as the Academy's overly broad definition of what constitutes an attack. But Laura Miller, one of the panel members, challenged Walker on how far the Air Force report would go.
How confident do you feel that the recommendations you're making for change won't fall along the wayside in 5 or so years. This is that it can be self-perpetuating and keep the attention level required.
Walker responded that the most significant recommendations in the report are already being implemented. One of those is a reassessment of the command structure at the Academy. The report found the old structure leaves first-year cadets vulnerable to abuse by upperclassmen. It's just one of the issues the independent panel will have a chance to examine firsthand when it visits the Academy in mid-July. It will hold 2 more hearings before issuing its final report in September. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.